Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions.
Iran responded by launching more than 100 drones at Israel, the U.S. reportedly bolstering its military presence in the Mideast. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order. It directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops in Los Angeles to California's Governor Gavin Newsom. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem vowing not to back down in the enforcement of federal immigration law in Los Angeles and elsewhere. The House has voted to cut about $9.4 billion in spending. Trump administration following through on work done by DOGE. On Wall Street, the Dow down just over 600 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. In just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A multi-jurisdictional drug investigation has led to the arrest of two people in Westminster. Antoni Eliason and Jessica Smith are accused of distributing large amounts of drugs in Carroll County and the surrounding area. During the six-month investigation, police seized contraband that included 11 ounces of cocaine, 3 guns, ammunition, fentanyl, and a large amount of money. Eliason and Smith are being held without bail, and additional charges are pending. The Harford County Board of Education has updated its cell phone policy for high school students. During this week's meeting, the board said that beginning next school year, high schoolers must put their cell phones or other portable devices in a locker during class time, and smartwatches must be deactivated. This year's policy allowed cell phones in the classroom if they were off and put away, but the board said that was difficult to enforce. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Get to Dash Inn and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash Inn.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Angels tonight at Camden Yards. Charlie Morton taking the hill at 7:05. The Angels, one of 7 teams in front of the Birds for the 3rd wild card spot, which is the only somewhat realistic position the Orioles can hope for at this point. 86 wins historically would do it. The Birds need to go 59-36 to hit it. Ravens closed up shop in Owings Mills yesterday. Will open back up again Tuesday for mandatory minicamp. With the Packers' release of Pro Bowl defensive back Jaire Alexander, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he'd like to have him.
We're happy with the guys we have, and I'm very confident those guys are all going to do well, and we turn over every stone.
Alexander and Lamar were college teammates at Louisville. And finally, the U.S. Open at Oakmont, just outside Pittsburgh, a course where conditions are brutal and par is celebrated. And so it was yesterday, Patrick Reed making open history.
At the 4th, Patrick Reed.
My
at his second from 286 yards away.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Unbelievable!
Call on Peacock Patrick Reed with the Double Eagle, also known as an albatross. How rare is an albatross? Well, consider this. There have been 53 holes in one in U.S. Open history. Four albatrosses. Coming up in 30 minutes, when the number nine hitter does you in. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
77 degrees in Essex, 78 in Owings Mills, and 74 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. We are going to continue talking about what seems to be the Democrat strategy these days. We were discussing Senator Padillo and the news conference that Secretary Kristi Noem had in California just yesterday. And Senator kind of barged in and started yelling over Kristi and asking questions. And yet he was taken out of the room somewhat forcibly. But you know what? It looked like he had some force on his end, too. And he was put in handcuffs. I see some text messages coming in. We'll get into that in just a moment. Because, like I said, I have some audio for you from Kristi Noem last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News. Just to kind of give you a sense on how that all ended. Because, of course, Democrats were very upset about it. They marched down to Senator Thune's office and they were like, oh, my God, we can't allow this to happen, you know, all that stuff. So we'll get into that in just a moment. But we were speaking to Sally Taylor, who's running for a delegate in Carroll County, District 5. We were speaking to her a couple weeks ago about solar farms. And Sally had a petition out because, of course, you've got Democrats in Annapolis with this crazy agenda and these crazy ideas that isn't helping us at all when it comes to whether it's our energy bills or just being taxpayers in general. And so you've got people like Sally on the front lines. First and foremost, good morning, Sally. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for giving me some more time on a very important issue for Maryland.
No, absolutely. So where are we with all of this?
Well, unfortunately, the petition drive ended really, I guess, before it got a chance to start. The initial guidance that was given from the Board of Elections to the Farmers Alliance for Rural Maryland, which is the people that spearheaded the petition drive, was that we had until June the 2nd, which would have given us all of Sunday, which would have been critical, and a lot of Monday to get a lot of the mailed petitions in. But we were told that it was the constitutional deadline was May 31st. And so I think a lot of folks thought since it was on a Saturday, it was reasonable that they told us on Monday. So in a nutshell, that is what mechanically happened. But I think it's important that everybody know organically and grassroots-wise, this petition went, what they say, viral across the state. They had petitions coming in from all 23 counties. So we were able to get the message out about how detrimental this siting these solar panels on farmland using the community solar program is to the state.
Well, and again, I appreciate your efforts on this, Sally. If you're just joining us, speaking to Sally Taylor, you know, I know it is a tough challenge. You know, when you're listening and watching and feeling this as well, as you know, as a Maryland resident, when you're watching what's going on with our energy issues here, and now you have Governor Wes Moore that has come forward and said, oh, we might be able to write you a small check to help, you know, some of those that qualify. You know, it's also not everybody's going to get a check. You got to qualify for this check. You know, when you're thinking about everything that they're trying to do and how, you know, they're even trying to say, okay, well, if we have solar panels, if we have this, we have that, the windmills, it's all going to come, you know, it's going to come to our assistance and we won't need the plants reopened. We won't need some of these old, in their minds, antiquated ways to produce energy. When you're watching all this unfold, what are your thoughts on this? You know, because if you're I know you're hoping to be headed there to Annapolis. What can you do as a delegate to really push back on some of this?
Well, first off, we have to realize that the solar and wind are weather dependent.
Yeah.
And they also require what's called just-in-time energy sources. So we can turn on the solar and it's fine. We have the, you know, some capacity for storage of the energy, but that is weather dependent, and pretty soon that storage just is not going to be enough. I think Spain is a great example of what happened, and we do need to go back to coal plants, which are not the dirty coal plants of decades ago, and look at nuclear. We've got to look at our infrastructure for truly reliable, not weather-dependent sources. The whole solar industry was started with government subsidy. The particular community solar program was a response that we have all of these folks that own their own homes can take advantage of these subsidies. But lower and more moderate income people or renters, they can't take advantage of the subsidies. So let's give them an opportunity to pool their resources the proponents of the bill said develop on rooftops, parking canopies in our cities and towns. It was never meant for farms. So as a delegate, what I would be looking at what infrastructure needs we truly need. We need a kind of a Manhattan Project mentality for energy in the state, probably the whole country.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you're only one person, and I know the Republicans are also fighting on the front line that are there in Annapolis. But it has been difficult for many of us to watch this unfold because it almost seems like the inevitable. You know what I mean? It feels like that they're going to win on this. And then it's going to create more problems in the future. And so we're just kind of like, you know, sitting ducks, it feels at times. So I do appreciate you fighting hard on this. Is there a way, I guess, moving forward, even because I guess they're going to have a special session coming up because of all the budgetary issues. Do you think any of this will come up during the special session?
I believe that it should. I believe that any delegate or state senator who's interested in lowering the folks' energy prices and providing Maryland the power that it needs. We are truly at a crossroads when we look at our transmission line that they want to, you know, run across the state.
Yeah.
That's just a first. I don't know whether folks realize the magnitude of these data centers, but in Virginia there's 578 data centers. In Maryland, we have 44. But the next largest jurisdiction in the world, Germany, has 432. Do you think Virginia is going to take that one power cord stretched across Maryland for their data centers? No. And these are things that I suppose we need, but we've got to get ahead of it. And I think in Maryland, because we don't have the infrastructure, obviously, that we need, we have a great opportunity to develop something in the state that works for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm with you, Sally. I hope that this does come up in the special session, which should be this fall. I'm sure the Republicans will bring it up, but I wonder how much pushback they're going to receive from so many of the Democrats. Real quick, Sally, before you go, I did want to ask you, because obviously you're running for office here, but Vincent Schiraldi was removed from DJS. I know you've seen an uptick in crime there in Carroll County, which is bizarre considering how great Carroll County is, and it still is great. You know, are you relieved to see him go, especially since so many prosecutors were looking for him to get the boot?
Well, I will only be relieved to see him go if policy changes.
Yeah.
If we just change a face, why? And I find it particularly laughable that Governor Moore is, you know, kind of doing this He-Man, demanded his resignation. He's the governor. All he had to say was, you know, give me your resignation. But this false bravado that he's handing out is laughable. When is he going to step up and be a leader to the General Assembly? He let them steamroll him on a lot of his initiatives.
Oh yeah,
he's just a powder puff.
Yep. Yep. And now he's kind of like, you're right. He did get steamrolled by his own party, because now he's trying to, you know, say, oh, we need to go further on this energy issue. This is a real crisis. He was right there the entire time as they were trying to decide what to do with Senator Bill Ferguson and friends. And he really didn't say much of a word. And you're right. For him to say that he demanded Vincent Schiraldi step down, he could have removed him a long time ago.
Absolutely.
When the prosecutors first started coming forward, and these aren't Republican prosecutors that we're talking about. We're talking about people like Ivan Bates in Baltimore City.
Well, and yes, absolutely. I look at our dear Sheriff DeWeese.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, you know, here recently he had the controversy with the Baltimore Orioles not allowing his troopers to come in there with, or his deputies to come in with, sidearms. He can't allow his officers to be in public in uniform, targets of the criminal element, but also people expect when they see a police officer that they can go to them for help and not be able to defend themselves or the people around them.
Yeah.
And it's more than common sense. We need to return to normal in this state. It's just becoming too bizarre.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I feel so strongly in running. We've got to return to normal.
Period. Yeah. No, Sally Taylor, I appreciate you, and I agree. I would love to see, you know, just like a little side note here, I would love to know who made the call at Camden Yards to say, you know, we're going to have deputies here in uniform without their guns. I would love to know who did it. It was somebody at the front office, but I would love to know who came up with it. And then, you know, that had to go through many top heads, I'm sure, for it to be signed off on. I would love to know.
But people aren't even thinking anymore. They're not even thinking this is an irrational thing to be thought of to begin with.
Yeah.
This is not normal in our, there's so many things that people they've just gotten so reactive to things that even 2 years ago we would have said this isn't normal. So things have snapped in a bad direction. I'm very confident that I certainly appreciate you, Kim. I appreciate Fox 45. I appreciate the Baltimore Sun, because getting the information out to people is critical. When people have the information, they will act. We will have the numbers. That's the important thing. Folks have to start contacting, the Democrat folks have to start contacting their legislators.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of people signing this petition. They weren't Republicans. They weren't conservatives. But they were affected negatively by where they're positioning these solar farms.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Sally Taylor, thank you so much for joining me today and updating us on what's to come. Hopefully we'll see this come up in the special session. And if not, I can only imagine that you'll be leading the charge to make sure that it does.
Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I got a text here from John. John says, this crisis was designed by people like Bill Ferguson. John, yes, it was. There are a lot of people making money off of this. Another texter says, microgrids, regional interconnects, district heat and power, small modular reactors, better houses, the list goes on. Electricity infrastructure needs. Yeah. So here's, and this is what we're going to talk about when we are joined by Delegate Brian Chisholm at the 11 o'clock hour. The amount of problems that we have surrounding energy, right? Whether it's the, you know, the data centers and the extension cords, whether it's the fact that we're importing more than 40% of our electricity, whether it's the fact that we're talking about these solar farms, or, you know, all of this stuff, it is. It's self-inflicted. It's man-made. But as we heard from our friend who called the show, was that yesterday, the day before, from Gettysburg, to tell us that Pennsylvania is already running ads saying that they're no longer could keep up the charade, that we're going to have to cut, you know, Maryland off. I mean, this is a problem. And then we had Doug and Mark Fisher on talking about the possibility of rolling blackouts. I foresee this coming, unfortunately. And we're all going to be sitting ducks. And you're going to have some people that are going to be sitting in the dark, looking at each other like, oh, how did this happen? How did we get here? We never, ever, ever had the infrastructure to do some of the things that they're currently doing. Never. The whole thing was stupid from the beginning. But you had some people saying, well, it's better for the environment, right? The Sierra Club, you got to do the right thing. You got to shut down those plants. We'll make sure we endorse your race. We'll help you get donations. That's what's all. And so here we are. Here we are paying high cost energy bills and bracing ourselves for rolling blackouts. This is what the Democrat Party gave us. I love it. I love it. More coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the U.S. is withdrawing personnel from the Middle East.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Iran is about to go boom.
Where's the kaboom?
Grilling season continues on Capitol Hill. This time, woke, failed Democrat governors with a side of potato salad.
Hey, where's the meat?
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, we thank Sally Taylor for updating us on the petition to stop these solar farms. We do appreciate her fighting, and we appreciate all the Republicans, everything that they do in the state. It is very tough. Sally mentioned there's no common sense or something. It's very bizarre. But I told you guys, I've had conversations like this with my friends and family members, and all I could do is just look at them like, wait, I didn't know you were this dumb. We grew up together. You know, like, does that ever happen to you, Brian the producer? Have you ever had a conversation with someone, and then it hits you? And you're like, wow, I've known this person for 30 years, and I never knew they were this stupid. Right here at the station? Brian. No, I have. And a lot of it is surrounding with the whole, like, and I won't say, like, you know, as far as AOC's the Green New Deal, because that was, like, drastic. But talking to family members and friends in the state of Maryland and about their push for whether it's, you know, less emissions in the air or, you know, importing energy instead of producing our own and not having the infrastructure to do really anything to really power the state itself. I would have these conversations and they, you know, kind of just would sit there and say, well, I think, you know, it's 2025 and we just need to be more green. And I think it's a good thing to do. And I had this conversation with family members at, and I'll never forget this. We were at a diner in Waldorf. And I said, wait a minute, we don't have the infrastructure. There's no way. There's no way. And this is when Governor Westmore was running for office. Okay, this is before the election, the general election. And my family members were saying, you know what? I think that with this bipartisan infrastructure bill, you're going to see them put all this stuff in place. Now, look at it, right? Where is that money now, today? Where is it? What do we spend it on? Exactly. Government works like government every single time. They can make you all kinds of promises, right? They can tell you that they're going to do this, they're going to do that. That never actually happens. And I think it's bizarre when I have some people tell me, oh, well, this time is going to be different. Why on earth do you think it's going to be different this time? What makes you think that this is different? And then I had some people say, well, Wes Moore is not a politician. Really? Have you even Googled the guy? He's been involved in politics since he was, you know, graduating out of college. I mean, and I guess that's another piece of it. A lot of people don't really do the research or the homework. All right, we're going to get back into this conversation with the Democrat strategy and what's going on. And, of course, what happened in California with Senator Padilla. Like I said, I see some text messages coming through. I also want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. How did you feel about the senator being escorted out of this press conference with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and then handcuffed for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes? And then they verified who the senator was and then they let him go. How did you feel about all of that? Because I looked at this situation, knowing that he didn't have his senator pin on, knowing that I follow what goes on Capitol Hill every single day of my life. I have never even heard of Senator Padilla. I'm not saying that to be rude. Not at all. I'm saying that is, you know, there are some people, there are workhorses and there are show ponies. We've had this conversation a million times. The workhorses, we don't usually know who they are, right? They don't have the charisma. They don't have the charm. They don't have the looks. You know, they're not out there front center. They don't have the social media. And that's fine. The workhorses, usually, they're the ones that make the world go round, right? They're the ones introducing legislation. They're the ones working with their staffers to come up with ideas. They're the ones usually doing town halls in the background, right? They're not on Fox News every day. Like I said, you need both. You need workhorses and show ponies. I love them both. But when you are a workhorse and you want to be a show pony for the day, it might not go the way you believe it should go. That's just the reality of it. And so there are many people going back and forth on this. And I want to hear from you. Do you believe that the officers went too far as to arrest just for 10 minutes Senator Padilla? Do you think that went too far? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you think it went too far? And here's, and this is my honest opinion. I don't think the guys that arrested him, right, that put the handcuffs on him, because he wasn't really arrested, right? It was like 10 minutes he was held. I don't think they knew who he was. They were there with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. They didn't know who he was. He didn't have on the pin. You heard him say, hey, I'm a sitting senator. Look, I could have been in that room and said, hey, I'm a sitting senator. Anybody could say that. You would still need to see my ID. What are your thoughts? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, coming up, we'll get into what Kristi Noem had to say about the situation.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel calls it Operation Rising Lion, the attack it launched on nuclear sites across Iran. Along with nuclear assets, Iranian nuclear scientists and some senior military officials have been killed. Iran, in response, firing more than 100 drones at Israel. Later this morning, President Trump will attend a National Security Council meeting at the White House. Crews have been searching through the debris at the scene of yesterday's jetliner crash in India. One passenger survived. All 241 others on board the jetliner were killed, and now authorities have recovered one of the plane's black box flight recorders. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower in reaction to the latest events in the Middle East. The Dow is down about 701 points, while the Nasdaq is off 283. More details at srnnews.com.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There's no shame in losing to Tarek Skubal, but it's something else when it's the bottom of the order that does you in.
Parker waylays this ball high and deep right field. Laureano can only look up. It is gone.
As is the jinx. Yes.
In a big way.
Call on Tigers TV the number 9 hitter, Parker Meadows, with the 3-run blast off Dean Kramer. Part of a 4-run fourth, and the Tigers take down the Birds. 4-1 the final to win the series 2-1. The bottom four in the order for Detroit. 6-16, 4 runs scored, 4 driven in. The top 5 in the order, 1-17, nothing across. The story of Ravens' first-round draft choice Malachi Starks continued to take shape this past week in Owings Mills as the impressive rookie continues to show his professional growth. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh with an example.
One example, I think it's been reported, you know, he was organizing walkthroughs at the hotel for the rookies, you know, pretty much the whole camp. I think that's pretty cool. He's always on point. He can answer any question. You may be back there and say, hey, all right, Malachi. And you throw a situation at him, he knows.
Mandatory minicamp slated to begin this coming Tuesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, brotherly advice from one Harbaugh to another. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Get to Dashen and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Hope you end up having a great weekend. And you know what, Brian, the producer, Charlotte coming over this weekend. She's coming today. Oh, he's so excited. You know what? Is that like the grandparent level? That's where everybody wants to be, I feel like. That's... Because when it's your own kid, it's kind of like, hey, sit down, get off that. You know? But then when it's your grandkid, then it's like, oh, look at that. I remember those days. But no, your granddaughter, she's really cute. She's really cute. And luckily, she does not look like you, Brian. Just kidding. Just give you a hard time. I think it's great. You know, Father's Day, of course, I always think about my dad during these times. And Olivia, she'll talk about Pop, you know, and say that she misses him and we'll say a prayer for him. And, you know, we know that he's resting peacefully in heaven. But to all the dads out there, thank you for everything that you do. And even if you're just in a father role, thank you for everything that you do. We talk a lot on this show about how important fathers are, especially in the lives of young men. And honestly, you know, just like with women, we can't do this without you either. So you are extremely important. And I just hope that you know that. And hopefully you're able to relax just a little bit this weekend. I know you're usually, I feel like guys always have like this huge chore list over the weekend. Like, yeah, as women, we do. We have a lot to do around the house, a lot of cleaning. You know, Sundays, usually everybody puts on the rubber gloves and you clean and you go to the grocery store and all that stuff. But you guys, for some, like, I see you out there cutting the grass, you know, and maybe grilling is fun for some people. Grilling, is that a good time, Brian? Do you like to grill? You like watching other people grill. Okay. Yes. So, you know, but I think some people actually enjoy, you know, pumping up the grill and getting the burgers and the dogs on there. But hopefully, like I said, hopefully to all the dads out there and those in a dad role, I hope that you are able to enjoy Father's Day. Real quick, just so you are up to date here. Attorneys for Kilmar Brego Garcia, they're actually going to be in court today asking a judge to issue a cash bond for him. If you've noticed, Democrats that were talking about Kilmar every single day, they're no longer talking about him. And that's, I think, largely due to the fact that they found out that he was, in fact, connected to MS-13. And this human trafficking, now that we have this this police cam video of him with a bunch of individuals in a car driving from Tennessee. And I think they said originally it started in Texas. He was pulled over in Tennessee and was driving to Maryland with people that we assume that are illegal immigrants. Now that all this has come forward, you know, on top of the wife accusing him of beating her at more than one time, you know, the Democrats have kind of kicked Kilmar Brego Garcia to the side for now. For now, unless he wins something in court against President Trump, then you know that they'll, you know, hold him up to and you say, oh, hail Kilmar, you know, that's how they are. But right now, they're not really talking about him. But I just want to make sure you knew where all this stands because he is still in Tennessee, but he is requesting a cash bond. There was also a report out saying that Kilmar Brego Garcia's attorney wants to sue the Trump administration for everything that Kilmar has gone through thus far, as in deporting him originally to El Salvador, not bringing him back, you know, in the attorney's mind quickly enough, and then now having him in Tennessee. They believe that this is all against Kilmar's rights. Last time I checked, Kilmar would not really, he doesn't really have these rights, but I could be wrong on that, right? Because now it's how everyone interprets the Constitution on their own. Apparently, that's what's been going on. But I just wanted to tell you where that stands on this, because it kind of goes with the conversation. You know, the Democrat strategy, because they don't really have a platform at this point, or they're trying to put one together. And I guess that's why there's been such a shakeup at the DNC, right? We talked about the fact that David Hogg, who was elected the chairman, I guess, was he a chairman or vice chair? Vice chair, because then you've got the other guy. He's the chairman. Ken, I always get confused with Ullman. No, Ken Martin's his name. Ken Martin is the chairman of the DNC. And then you had David Hogg. Well, David Hogg was elected fair and square, but then they said they came up with these rules that were like hidden in a garden shed or something. They came out with these rules and said, oh, well, the gender role, I guess, doesn't match up, because when you are elected to a high-ranking position in the DNC, apparently it has to be, quote-unquote, equitable and diverse and inclusive. So you have to have so many females and so many males because that's how they make it equitable, which I thought was interesting because now they're admitting that there's only two genders. But anyway, so they said that they had the chance to get David Hogg out of this seat and elect somebody else that is part of the diversity, you know, whatever box they check. So they took out David Hogg, and now there's this gentleman by the name of Kenyatta. I don't know his name off the top of his last name at the top of my head, but he is black, and I guess he checks a box, so he's able to have that vice chair position. What a nightmare. The DNC, you guys have, you've twisted yourselves into this pretzel. Like, I don't know how you're going to get out of this now. It's so bizarre. Anyways, so they don't really have a platform, so they're trying to put something together. And I think with this, they've come up with the strategy is the best thing to do right now is to go viral, get arrested, do whatever it is they can so they can solicit donations, number one. But number two, to raise name ID, right? Name recognition. Because it is said, and these are anonymous sources, it is said that they believe President Trump did so well here in 2024 because he was arrested and he had the felony convictions and because of, you know, his fight with the law. So now they want to look like they're having a fight with the law. If that's really, truly their strategy, that's ridiculous. It's a mess. Anyways, so yesterday you had Senator Padilla, who, yes, I didn't know his name till yesterday. He decided that he was going to interrupt a press conference with Secretary Kristi Noem while she was in Los Angeles telling everybody where they are with the ICE raids and everything like that. So she was going through this list of those that were arrested by ICE, and she was going through some of their criminal charges. Well, you had Senator Padilla. He said that he wanted to just ask a question. He starts yelling as Secretary Noem is speaking. Now, of course, you had her security detail turn around, and they looked over, and again, Senator Padilla, he didn't have anything to identify himself as a senator. He wasn't even wearing a suit. He was like, it was like this windbreaker jacket and a polo shirt. And so he didn't have on his Senate pin. He didn't have anything on. And so they saw him. They looked around. They saw him. They were like, well, who is this Yahoo? You know, he's screaming out here. And so there was one guy that turns around and he backs him up, you know, going towards the door just to get him out of the door. Well, anyways, that guy that backs him up out of the door, he kind of hands him off to the FBI agents, the federal agents that were in the hallway. The federal agents then turn around, the guy's still yelling, right, and resisting Senator Padilla. And he's like, look, I'm a sitting senator, you know, and he's like pushing back. And they're like, yeah, right, guy, get over here. Sit down, you know. So anyways, he's still pushing back on the officer. So then they turn him around and place him in handcuffs. Here's another thing. I think a lot of this escalated because he kept pushing back. I think if he would have just said I'm a sitting senator and wasn't also trying to flail his arms and push him, I don't know if he would have ended up in handcuffs, to be honest with you. He was almost like trying to get into a fight with them. And that's why I said, is this the strategy? Get arrested, go viral. Is that what they're doing? Well, anyways, he was, sitting there with handcuffs on for about 8 to 10 minutes. And then they were able to confirm that he was a U.S. senator. I still don't believe, with my heart, I still don't believe that most of those officers, especially the federal agents, I don't believe they knew who he was. I don't. Like I said, I follow this every day. They don't even follow this every day. They're not following who's on the Hill and who's doing what. They're not following this every day. And I didn't even know who this guy was. So anyways, Kristi Noem did go on Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox News because Laura, you know, of course, she wanted to get to the bottom of it. Take a listen.
We were conducting a press conference to update everyone on the enforcement actions that are ongoing to bring peace to the city of Los Angeles. And this man burst into the room, started lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself, and was removed from the room. So as soon as he identified himself, appropriate actions were taken. But I would say that, you know, I had a conversation with the senator after this. We sat down for 10 to 15 minutes and talked about the fact that nobody knew who he was. He didn't say who he was, that until he was already had been lunging forward and people were trying to detain him for quite a period of time. And that this, you know, we're leaders, we're public servants. And if he had requested a meeting, I would have loved to have sat down and had a conversation with him. That coming into a press conference like this is political theater. It's wrong and it does a disservice to this country and the people who live here. So we sat down, had a conversation. We probably disagree on 90% of the topics, but we agreed to exchange phone numbers. We'll continue to talk and share information. And I think that's the way it should be in this country. I wish he would have acted that way in the beginning instead of creating a scene like this.
Okay, and that was Secretary Kristi Noem, of course, the voice of reason in all this. But they exchanged phone numbers, and they did have a conversation. So here's the thing. I don't know how then this escalated to the point, and unless the strategy, whatever that was leaked to the press, the Democrat strategy, unless this is absolutely true. So you heard there, Kristi Noem had a conversation with Senator Padilla not even 20 minutes after that press conference. 2 or 3 hours later, okay, this is much later, you had Democrats like Jamie Raskins here in Maryland. You had all these Democrats, almost all of them, it looked like. They decided they were going to have this huge march inside the Capitol. They marched to Senator Thune's office because they wanted to tell Senator Thune how they felt about how Senator Padilla was being treated at this press conference in California, overlooking the fact that Senator Padilla acted like a madman and started screaming at Kristi as she was going through the charges of some of those illegals that they had arrested. Like I said, it wasn't even at a moment where she turned to take questions from the press. He just starts yelling over her. And if you're thinking about what's been going on in Los Angeles, and if you're thinking about some of the threats that have been made against, you know, politicians on both sides of the aisle, then you think about the fact that there's been assassination attempts on President Trump. You're not going to sit around and wait for something to happen. You're going to react. Do you think it was out of control? What do you think? 410-WCBO-680. 410-922-6680. I guess that's kind of where I am. That's where I am. I say, look, if you want to walk into a room and declare yourself as a sitting U.S. senator, which he is, you know, no doubt about that, then where is your Senate pin? Why aren't you dressed like a senator? And how did you expect these federal agents to know exactly who you were? And why did you go in and start, you know, just start yelling over her? I just think the whole thing was bizarre. Really bizarre. But again, this is all the Democrats have. So they marched to Senator Thune's office. But I guess Senator Thune must have turned him around and said, look, Kristi Noem, we've already talked to her. She said they have each other's phone numbers. They'll chat later. You know what I mean? Like, it was already handled. And then they do this march to the Capitol, and they got all these cameras out here. If that is the resistance, if that is the game plan for the Democrat Party, I just want to let you guys know it sucks. Okay? It's terrible. It's a terrible game plan. We're going to go viral. We're going to get cameras on us. And yeah, that's what... Dude, that's the worst platform ever. Okay? Going viral isn't a platform. Look, I can tell you, I ran in Baltimore. Sure, our campaign ad went viral. Did I win? No. Going viral gets you nothing. I got Chris and Dundalk. Chris, what say you on this?
Hey, Kim. Love your show.
Thank you.
These folks, these Congress people, they saw that getting arrested and a mugshot worked for Donald Trump. I think that's their playbook.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it identifies them with part of their... their constituents getting arrested and, you know, for no real good reason or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's just a thought that I had, but, you know, they've gone rogue. They're out there cussing all over the place and getting themselves arrested and all of that. I mean, I don't know if it's a for real thing, but I wouldn't put it past those crazy people.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Chris. I mean, what was the security detail? What were they supposed to do in this moment? Because there's some people saying that they should not have reacted to the senator in the way that they did, but I feel differently.
I do, absolutely, also, because you don't know who this guy is. I could walk in there and say, I'm a whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm the mayor of Boomtown, USA.
Yeah.
You know, and they wouldn't know who I am.
Right, right. Yeah. No, same with me.
Yep.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Kim. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really, again, we're not saying like, oh, this guy's unknown as in to be condescending or rude. That's not what's happening. Okay? I am unknown also, right? And so if I go into a room and I say, I'm Kim Klasick, people will turn around, a Secret Service detail would be like, okay, and? You know? Like, you know, that, and I would deserve that. I would deserve it. I got Kathy in Stevensville. Kathy, what say you?
Hi, thank you. I just am wondering, I haven't heard any analogies being made about the parents that showed up respectfully, had time given to them at the podiums during the school teacher conferences, and they were thrown out and told they were domestic terrorists.
Oh, good
How
point.
How is this any better?
Good point, Kathy. Good point.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Maybe a domestic terrorist. So yeah. We could go with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Oh, man. Kathy, that's the one right there. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Look at that. Yes. See, this is why I love talking to you guys. You guys, you're smart. I love it. And she's right. There were FBI agents directed by Merrick Garland, right? Former director. And he said, yeah, take those parents out of some of those school board meetings. And that's how, remember Moms for Liberty? What were they labeled? Like a terrorist organization or something stupid? I mean, that is how all that happened. Oh, Kathy, you're so right on that one. I got Stephen in Reisterstown. Stephen, what say you?
It's all a political show. You know that. It was set up. Here's my point. If Mr. Padilla really believes in illegal aliens, he should be sitting at the ICE office taking a couple home with him.
Yeah. Why does he go to Home Depot and
why don't they have that on a videotape? Look who I'm taking home. A child rapist, robber, a thief. Let me take him home. I'm going to take care of him and be personally responsible. These lunatics, if they really believe in this, let them sign up and be personally responsible for everyone.
Yeah, that's a great point, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Yeah, no, that's a great point. Also, you know, you don't see them at the protests either. Have you seen them show up in Los Angeles? They're not protesting out there. This Senator Padilla, yeah, he was in the building with Kristi Noem because he was there for a meeting. He didn't go to the protest. He was right there. Why not? Oh, I know. Because you know how dangerous it is. We'll discuss more when we come back.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Get to dash in and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at dash in.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, don't forget Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's going to join us at the top of the hour here. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore and what he's attempting to do with energy prices. And then he'll also talk about the possibility of rolling blackouts and Vincent Schiraldi. We were just talking about Kristi Noem and Senator Padilla as he interrupted her press conference in California. And he was handcuffed briefly, not even 8 or 10 minutes, briefly handcuffed until they found out that he was, in fact, a U.S. senator. And you've got Democrats throwing a fit saying that this is just absolutely ridiculous. But in my view, it was an action that I think had to be taken. The last thing you want is to put Kristi Noem or anybody in that room, for that matter, in real danger. I've got Lester in Arbutus. Lester, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, listen. I watched that video, and he's lucky he wasn't tased. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And them two, the two herded him around like a cat and got him out in the hallway. He's lucky he didn't get tased.
Yeah, yeah, Lester, you know what? We're right about that, because he is. He was so big that they took more than one person to really, you know, take him out of the room even. And so, you know, I just thought it was crazy. You know, I guess in your view, Lester, moving forward, do you think Democrats are going to continue to do some of these stunts over and over again?
I think so, because they have nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel. Well, Lester, I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. They really don't have anything else. And that's here's a person. Here I am. Just so you guys know, you know, I told you before, you know, parents, whether it's my mom who's on the left, you know, people in my family, friends, how I grew up until I switched parties. I believe in a two-party system. And even though we kind of laugh and joke about it, right, it's like tongue-in-cheek that, you know, the Democrat Party so far left, they're crazy. It's not really that funny. It's not that funny. I enjoy a two-party system because I don't want one-party mob rule, right? Just like here in Maryland, you've got the Democrats that have controlled everything, and it's a mess, right, with all their, you know, policies that have screwed up so much. But there are other states in this country where you've got one-party mob rule under Republicans. And many people that live in those states will tell you it's a mess. So it's just, you know, we need the two-party system, and I wish the Democrat Party would get their act together. I mean, if they can just get back to the JFK days, I think that would make more sense for them. I don't know what else they're trying to accomplish. It seems that they keep going further left and further left. And in New York City right now, by the way, you got former Governor Andrew Cuomo running for city mayor. But there is another guy, and I think I told you guys about this. He's endorsed by AOC. He is as far as left I think I've ever seen in my life. So far left. And he even admitted, he's like, I'm a progressive. I'm anti-capitalism. You know, he basically said I'm a communist. And he's polling really high right now. Again, Democrats, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't do this to us, okay? We need a two-party system. I promise you that. All right, coming up next, of course, we'll talk to Delegate Brian Chisholm. Also, at Fells Point, there was a resident that is very lucky that his neighbor heard him yelling and screaming as there was an attempted robbery and a gun pointed in his face. We'll talk about that. And also, Elise Stefanik, she was on Capitol Hill yesterday questioning Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. Like I said, that's going to be the matchup right there. But to give you a little preview of it, we'll play some of the audio of Kathy Hochul there in front of the committee on Capitol Hill just yesterday. All that more coming up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling.